For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with his visiting Turkmenistan counterpart, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. President Xi says China is looking forward to deepening energy cooperation with Turkmenistan. He pledged China will continue expanding imports from Turkmenistan, as well as advance the cooperation in electricity, information technology, agriculture and finance. President Xi suggested the two countries boost security cooperation and jointly fight the threats of terrorism and transnational organized crime. For his part, the Turkmenistan president hailed the development of bilateral ties since the two sides established a strategic partnership 2 years ago. A court in the city of Harbin has sentenced two defendants, Gao Yulun and Wang Damin, to death for killing a prison guard and escaping a detention centre. The third escapee, Li Haiwei, was condemned to life imprisonment by Harbin Intermediate People's Court on Friday. The three inmates killed a guard and escaped a detention centre in Yanshou County, Heilongjiang Province, in September of 2014. Police captured Li Haiwei and Wang Damin within 2 days. However, it took 9 days to catch the last escapee, Gao Yulun. More than 15,000 police officers in Harbin were deployed in the hunt for the three fugitives. The authorities offered a cash reward of 150,000 yuan for information leading to their capture. Gao was finally reported to police by his niece's family when he turned up to ask for food. China's education ministry has ordered a thorough investigation into school athletics tracks suspected of containing toxic substances. An official with the education ministry said that the use of such tracks must be suspended pending further assessment. Local media in Jiangsu, Shanghai and Shenzhen have reported several similar cases of students suffering nosebleeds, feeling dizzy and developing rashes after new rubber tracks were laid at their schools or kindergartens. It's widely believed that low bidding prices, poor supervision and possible corruption could be the reasons behind the use of substandard materials. China's weather observatory has forecast that smog will continue to shroud northern China, while rainstorms will hit south China over the next 3 days. Smog is expected to hit Beijing, Tianjin, parts of Hebei, Henan, Shandong, Liaoning and Heilongjiang provinces in north and northeast China from Friday afternoon to Saturday afternoon. Heavy fog will also linger in parts of north and northeast China, with visibility of less than 200 metres from Friday night to Saturday morning. In south China, heavy rain will sweep parts of Guangdong, Jiangsu and Fujian provinces, as well as Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region over the next 24 hours. Aung San Suu Kyi's party has won the right to form a new government on its own after securing enough seats in the two-house union parliament. Myanmar's Election Commission announced the news on Friday, saying that the National League for Democracy had secured 348 seats in the two houses. Now the NLD has the right to nominate a president of the next government, but it is yet to disclose the name of the person it will select for the role. According to Myanmar's constitution, NLD chairperson Aung San Suu Kyi is forbidden from becoming president because some members of her family hold foreign citizenship. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has urged Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to make a decision on the issue of comfort women. Park said in a joint written interview with 8 news agencies that the issue was not just a bilateral matter between South Korea and Japan, but about the universal human rights of women. She urged Abe to solve the issue as soon as possible because surviving victims were passing away. Only 47 are still alive in South Korea. Park and Abe agreed to speed up talks on the issue during their first ever one-on-one meeting earlier this month. Following the summit in Seoul, diplomats from both sides have held the 10th round of talks over the dispute, ending without agreement. A British genomics company has signed a contract with a Chinese company as a clinical partner in a flagship genomes project in Britain. Genomics England, owned by the British government, was set up to sequence 100,000 whole genomes from local patients with rare diseases and their families. Genomics England would work with China's Wuxi Next Code to drive up the quality of interpreting genomic data so as to better understand disease and personalise care for patients. Genomics England said the Chinese company's sequence analysis platform will help return high-quality variant interpretation results back to clinicians and to make a direct impact on patient care. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.